Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're going to go down to Atlanta, Georgia here. I don't think it's going to snow down there, but let's refresh our memory from last year with our friend Fonnie Willis.
Confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here. I think you lied right here. No. This is the truth, Judge. It is a lie.
Ah, the memories of Fonnie, our friend Phil Holloway down in Atlanta, Fox News contributor and analyst with us this afternoon. Merry Christmas, Phil. How are you?
Oh, Merry Christmas. Happy to be here, guys. How are you?
I'm good. So what happened here? They didn't throw the case out, though, but they said that she's off the case.
Yeah, no, they didn't dismiss the indictment, although it's effectively dead. Look, we never expected that the Court of Appeals would dismiss the case on this basis. I mean, the parties asked for it, at least the defendants asked for it, but I don't think anybody realistically expected that piece of it would be granted. But here's the thing. She's gone. Well, as soon as her appeals are exhausted, and she does get to ask the Georgia Supreme Court to weigh in on this, but I don't think that's going to go anywhere. So once this is completely final, we have an orphaned indictment, Mark, and what that means is that it's an indictment without a prosecutor. And so under Georgia law, when you have prosecutors that either voluntarily or, like in this case, involuntarily are recused from cases, the prosecuting attorney's counsel, very small state agency, they can choose to dismiss the indictment outright as a matter of their own discretion, or they could try to find another prosecutor in the state of Georgia. But that's very, very unlikely. I don't see any prosecutor willing to take the case. I could be wrong, but look, they would probably have to suspend all their normal operations and find the money somewhere, somehow, to devote towards prosecuting Fannie Willis's pet project. And look, they have to go back and start all over, basically, because of the way that her actions have tainted the viability of the case from a prosecution perspective. So,
yeah, so like the judge,
matter, this is a huge win for all the defendants who are involved in that indictment, and I think it's effectively over.
Yeah, because the judge said, Trenton Brown is the judge, I guess, that said in the order that Trump and eight of his co-defendants had numerous grounds to appeal the case after the lower court imposed an improper remedy, despite concluding that Willis's prosecution had a significant appearance of impropriety. So they kind of slapped her pretty good here, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And the big thing that really, I hope, gets everybody's attention, but certainly hers, is that they reminded prosecutors that their job is to bring cases and comport themselves, conduct the affairs of their office in a way that is in the interest of the public, okay, not in their own personal interest. And that's really what's at stake here, whether it's, as some people might say, a sort of self-dealing financially by funneling money back to herself through her prosecutor boyfriend, or if it's in her personal political interests, or just out of pure personal, hatred for a particular individual who she decides to target. That's just not how prosecutors are supposed to run their affairs. They highlighted that in this opinion today. I don't see the Supreme Court taking it, but if they do, it might be simply to underscore that point and to affirm Georgia's Court of Appeals. But needless to say, this was a bad day for Willis, but she's had a particularly bad couple of weeks, losing the YSL trial and all that. She's really, really on her heels right now.
Well, it seems like a lot of these prosecutors are. Look, we gave Kim Gardner the boot here in St. Louis. Gascon is out in L.A. Kim Fox in Chicago. Alvin Bragg's still hanging on, but how funny, I don't know if you saw, did you see, and I was impressed with the police commissioner of New York City coming out and really, you know, very forcefully saying all this praise for Luigi Mangione is just sick. Alvin Bragg standing right next to her. He hasn't said a damn thing since the Danny Penny, you know, acquittal. I'd love to hear some more comments from him, but that was embarrassing just to have him up there. I give Jessica Tisch credit, though, for being so hardcore and saying, look, this is insane to hold this guy up as a hero.
Look, that's just a phenomenon that really, really has me scratching my head. It seems now that it's fashionable on the left in many instances to, let's just say, condone violence as a means to effectuate some political or social change that they're interested in. You get all these folks like Bernie Sanders, and they'll say, well, this is terrible, but, you know, and they have to qualify it with the word but. And then they go on to express some type of statement for, you know, I guess in a more or less appreciation for what the murderer has done up there.
Yeah,
and so it's just really, really disturbing.
But there's also, did I see also there's some federal charges that Mangione was hit with today as well?
Yeah, you know, look, there's all kinds of federal charges that might fit this case. What the grand jury might ultimately do is going to be probably a question for the Trump Justice Department here in just a few weeks. But needless to say, it's illegal to cross state lines to avoid criminal prosecution. There's a federal murder statute that I think would apply here as well. And look, let's face it, if you got a bunch of the wackos on the left that are expressing support for the defendant, who knows if you're going to get some of those that might find their way onto a Manhattan jury. We've seen how untrustworthy Manhattan juries can be sometimes. And so if you're looking for to ensure that there's a conviction, if you're looking to ensure that the rule of law is upheld, and quite frankly, if you're looking for potentially some way to maybe get the death penalty on the table, it might be that federal authorities want to go ahead and get in on this from the ground and floor and work their way into it at the very beginning so that you have sort of parallel prosecutions taking place.
Yeah, that makes sense. Phil Holloway, Fox News legal analyst with us this afternoon. Did you see, one more topic I was going to cover with you. Did you see this connection to this guy in L.A. with the girl in Madison, Wisconsin at the school shooting?
You know, I don't think I saw that one per se, but I've seen all kinds of other disturbing information regarding that particular shooting. And it's to the point where I think I've seen it all, and then I see something else that I've never seen.
Yeah, so this is, I almost missed this myself. This was in the LA Times this morning, and it says, and there's a television station, CBS 8 out there, FBI agents detained this 20-year-old guy from Carlsbad, California. And I guess they learned that he was in communication with this 15-year-old Samantha Rupnow. They say that during the FBI interview, Pallendorf is the guy's name, he admitted to the FBI that he told Rupnow that he would arm himself with explosives and a gun, that he would target a government building. That's according to some of the court documents. I guess the thing that jumps out to me is this kid's 15 years old, and she's talking to a guy who's 20 in Los Angeles about, you know, shooting up schools. That's rather staggering.
Well, and so the idea would be that if anybody gives any kind of encouragement to somebody to go and commit an act like that of violence or any other crime, they could potentially be criminally liable as an accessory to that crime under various state and even federal statutes, because we're dealing with interstate commerce when you're talking about the internet or anything basically, you know, electronic, right? So there's a federal nexus there, and if the charges are appropriate, they should probably be brought, because you just cannot condone or sit back and not prosecute when you have this type of activity that encourages such senseless violence.
Absolutely. Do you have awesome Christmas plans, Phil Holloway?
Oh, listen, we're going to be here. We're going to be at home at Christmas. And then, of course, you know, New Year's is right behind it. And I'm looking forward to some downtime. It looks like all the judges that I deal with wanted to cram everything into the last few days right here going into the break.
Are you a big football guy or not?
Oh, yeah. We got big SEC folks here in Atlanta and in my house. And we've got, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs. So we got a lot of football to look forward to around here as well.
I'm looking forward. Look, you got all kinds of college games and pro games spread out. I'm so glad. Look, I know a lot of people are NBA fans. I'm not. I was in an NBA city a couple of times. I lived in Chicago and Milwaukee. And I got into it when I was in Milwaukee. But, you know, for those of us who don't live in an NBA market, it's really, really off the radar. I guess the same would apply for hockey if you're not in an NHL market. But I'm so glad that they have NFL games on Christmas. I'm sure that the teams might not be as happy in their families, but I didn't want to watch NBA basketball on Christmas Day. How about that?
Well, once we get a little bit older, we need things like that to occupy a lot of our time, particularly later in the day on Christmas, as we need to just sort of wind down.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about, Phil. Hey, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for everything. Happy New Year. We'll talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.